presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
Bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. Looking forward to their two-week dog sled trip through the North Woods and up into Canada, Clark Kent and young Jimmy Olsen ran into trouble their first night out. No sooner had Batiste, their French-Canadian guide, selected a campsite and built a fire than two hard-bitten men armed with rifles came out of the woods, said they were game wardens, and ordered our friends to move on. But Kent, suspicious, chose to disobey the order. With the fire out, he sat in the darkness while Jimmy and Batiste slept. Suddenly, a mysterious plane appeared overhead, dropped something in the woods, and roared off. Jimmy, awakened by the drone of the motor, sat up with Kent. Shortly after, they heard voices coming from the dense woods. The two alleged game wardens were looking for whatever the plane had dropped.
Keep low, Jimmy. Flat on the ground.
You seem to be coming closer, Mr. Kent.
Yeah, forget it. Think Frenchy'd know by now how to drop them shipments somewhere near the shack.
Well, it ain't over this far, boy.
Sounds like those two game wardens. That's who it is.
Shh. All right, come on this way.
They're going back.
Oh. What's the matter?
Turn my ankle.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, the sled dogs.
Shut! Hey, them dogs! They're close by!
Jimmy, get to those dogs as fast as you can and see if you can quiet them. Hurry!
Okay, I'll try.
Come up, we're not over near the clearing, Bull. Must be them campers.
Oh, yeah. Your truck unloaded?
Yeah.
Okay, follow me. I'll teach them a lesson they won't forget in a hurry.
Maybe you better teach me the lesson first.
Shut! Where is he? Shine a light!
Oh, no, you don't. That takes care of the flashlight. Now, drop that shotgun.
I didn't have it! Stop!
That won't do you any good.
I have it!
That's the last time that gun will ever shoot.
Look out, Bull! He's got the gun!
Yes, and I'm going to twist it into a pretzel.
Look what he's doing to the gun! Come on, you crazy fool! Run!
Mr. Kent.
I'd like to go after them, but I can't take a chance. Not with Jimmy and Batiste around.
Mr. Kent, where are you? What happened? I healed the shot.
See, it's back to Clark Kent for me, and fast. Here I am, Jimmy.
Oh, gosh. I heard that shot, and I thought you'd been hit. Where are those two men?
Hey, what is happening here? Who fired the shot? Who tried to kill Batiste?
Nobody tried to kill anyone, Betty.
Well, I hear the shots. Boom!
That's right. One of our game warden friends fired at me.
Too many crickets, Mr. King.
Well, what is it, Jimmy?
Look at the shotgun I found in the snow. It's a barrel. Twisted like a pretzel.
Sacre bleu, it is Grizzly Bear do this.
It's what?
Grizzly Bear. Where is my rifle?
Is he gone mad?
He's trying to say that a big grizzly bear twisted the barrel of the shotgun.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Oh, then who did twist it? People don't shoot guns like this.
Well, here comes Batiste, loaded for bear.
Show me where bear go. I chase him.
I tell you, there wasn't any bear, Batiste.
Oh, oui, it must be. Look at the shotgun. Only grizzly bear to these two barrels. Batiste, remember 4 years ago, there was big blizzard.
Yes, yes, we know, Batiste. 75 grizzly bears attacked you.
Oh, no, monsieur. Only 6.
Yeah, well, all right, you tell us about that some other time. Right now, we're going to light a fire.
Oh, but what about the game wardens, Mr. Kent?
I don't think they'll bother us tonight. All right, put your gun away, Betty.
Monsieur, these I do not like.
Whether you like it or not, put the gun away. There aren't any bears. All right, come on, Jimmy. Let's get a fire started.
Oh, you still haven't explained how this shotgun happened to get all twisted up, Mr. King.
Jimmy, there are some things that can't be explained. Chalk this up as one of them. Now, let's get that fire going.
Unable to tell Jimmy how the shotgun barrel was tied into a knot, Kent squeezes out of the embarrassing situation as best he can. Meanwhile, the two men who were frightened off by Superman reached their shack in the woods.
Bolt the door, Chuck.
Yeah.
Get my rifle. Keep watch at the window.
Yeah, okay. They won't find us so easy, Bolt. That trail's no cinch to follow at night.
I told you I wasn't taking no chances before. I ain't taking no chances now. Yeah. I never thought we'd get through them woods without a light.
Yeah, me with a twisted ankle.
Keep watching that window. If you see anyone, shoot to kill.
Well, I don't like this business.
Who cares whether you like it or not? Want to get tossed in the clink?
No, but I don't like shooting.
You better start learning to like it right now. We're good for 5 years if they nab us.
Yeah. Maybe we'd be better off scrambling.
And leave $5,000 worth of stuff sitting in the woods. Not on your life. Are you watching that window?
Yeah, I'm watching. Bull.
What?
That guy that grabbed the shotgun. He was pretty big.
I told you he was big the first time I seen him.
He looked bigger this time.
What happened when I said to you to give it to him? How come you missed?
I don't know. That's what I don't understand. I was right on top of him.
You got an eye like an eagle. Next time, I'll handle the gun.
That suits me.
I figured it would. Some guys are born chicken-hearted.
I ain't chicken-hearted. Just because I don't like shooting.
Shut up. Watch that window.
You got no right to blame me. Why don't you blame Frenchie? He's the guy that didn't drop the shipment right.
I'll take care of him later. Right now, we got to worry about that government guy.
Yeah? Well, you know he's government.
I know. I can smell him out.
Well, then what's he got that kid along for?
Just to make it look like he ain't government.
Hey, Bull. Bull, they're lighting a fire.
Yeah?
I can see it from here. See it?
Yeah. Okay. Let them light it. That means they ain't looking for us. That means we got time to figure something out.
Oh. Then I don't have to watch no longer?
No. But keep the rifle handy.
Okay. I'll set it right here by the window. Hey, Bull. Well, how do you think they got onto us?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
Guess we gotta move, huh?
Maybe not.
What do you mean?
Ever step into a bear trap, Chuck?
No. And I don't wanna.
Them traps can hold a 600-pound bear.
Yeah? What's that got to do with it?
Up in Newfoundland once, a trapper stepped into one of them by accident. He didn't look so good when they found him. He didn't look good at all.
What are you driving at, Bill?
We got 3 traps here. Big ones.
Yeah? So what?
That government guy will be looking for us in the morning.
Yeah?
Chances are he'll pick up that trail through the woods. He can find it in daylight.
Now, wait a minute, Bull. You ain't thinking of setting them traps.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Set all 3 of them on the trail, so in case he misses one, we still got 2 chances to get him.
No, you can't do that, Bull. Them traps will take a man's leg off.
I know it.
Oh, I don't want no part of it. I tell you, I don't want
to... Shut up! You got plenty of time for crying after they nab us. But they ain't nabbed us yet, so don't pull no act on me.
I ain't pulling no act. I just come in on this because you said there wouldn't be no rough stuff.
I'll handle all the rough stuff. All you gotta do is stand by. I'll get them traps, sir. They're in that closet. And they need some oiling.
Well, we gotta do it this way.
You know any better way? Come on, get the traps.
These them here?
Yeah, all of them out. That's it. Dump them on the floor. Yeah. They look like they're in pretty good shape. This one could stand a little oil. Hand me that can on the shelf.
Yeah. Here.
They use traps like this to get them big Alaska brown bears. Nothing gets loose from them.
I don't like this, Bull.
Too many things you don't like. How about the payoff? You like that?
I ain't saying anything about the payoff.
Oh, I see. The dough's all right. You like that. Only working for it don't suit you. What's the matter? You got a weak stomach? Okay, they're all ready now. Get a shovel.
Where are we going?
To set them out. Where'd you think?
Huh. Maybe you better count me out of this, Bull.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean it. I don't want my cut in this shipment. Just count me out. I'll beat it.
That's what you think. Now listen to me. You're in. And you're in solid.
Yeah, but I'm willing to pass up my...
And I'm not willing to let you. Grab those traps and the shovel. I'll carry the gun this time. Come on. Come on, I said.
Okay. I'm coming.
Okay, we'll set the last one here. Start digging. Not so deep.
Keep it quiet. You want them to hear us? Say, you're trying to tip them off.
No, I ain't trying nothing, Bull.
I got a good mind to conk you with the butt of this rifle. Go ahead and dig. Okay, that's enough. I'll set the trap in the hole. Take it easy. All right?
Yeah.
Cover it with snow. That does it. Now, wait a minute. Part of it's showing. Cover it up. That's enough. Now let's see how far that big guy gets without stepping into one of these. Come on, back to the shack. And stay off the trail. Unless you want to lose a leg.
Well, the outlook isn't too bright for Kent and Jimmy in case they decide to do some exploring once daylight comes. If they do pick up the forest trail, as Bull expects them to, the hidden bear traps loom dangerously along the path. What will happen?
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.